our latest Nature in the City report takes us pretty far out of the city. This time, we're off to southern Missouri. Back in the 1800s, black bears were all over the state. Over time, ranchers cut into their habitat and hunters killed them for meat and pelts. By the beginning of the 20th century, people had nearly wiped out the state's black bear population, but they're making a comeback. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan took a little trip to find out why.
For the past 20 minutes, I've been hiking with conservation biologists through Mark Twain National Forest in south central Missouri. We're on a search for a female black bear. Bears are hibernating this time of year, so it's a good time to do this. They're easier to find. The GPS tracking collar that was put on the bear a few years ago got us to this general location, but it's harder to pinpoint her exact spot. Jeff Beringer, who's leading the team, presses a small box against his ear.
I'm not getting anything here.
Pointing a long antenna in different directions, he picks up high frequencies the collar is transmitting. By following the sound of the loudest beep, we'll end up at the bear den. Loaded down with equipment, we hike through thick brush, down a steep ravine, making our way across a stream. And as we climb back up the other side of the ravine, the beep gets louder and louder. My excitement supersedes any exhaustion. And then, Jeff stops.
She's where?
She's in that tree.
In this tree?
Yeah.
We're standing right next to the bear, but she's inside a hollowed-out white oak, so we can't see her. They start to record information around the den site to better understand what kind of habitat black bears are looking for in Missouri, which is great and all for science, but to be honest, I really wanted to see a bear, and I'm kind of bummed.
So this is a radio story, right? So how are you going to make it sexy if you didn't get to see a bear?
Some creative writing, maybe. I don't know. There's some ways around it.
I think I have a recording of cubs.
Yep, that's the sound of a black bear cub. It's part of an archive of black bear recordings that Jeff and his colleagues at the Missouri Department of Conservation have been collecting. Here's an adult. The Missouri Black Bear Project started back in 2010 in response to the growing number of sightings that were reported across the state. And this was kind of a big deal then, considering the once native species was thought to be wiped out of the state. But something huge happened for black bears in 1958. A wildlife biologist in Arkansas made a deal with Minnesota and Canada. Bear biologist Jerry Blount explains.
They exchanged, you know, wild turkeys for black bears. And they released black bears in three different locations in the state.
So almost 60 years ago, 254 black bears were brought to Arkansas. Today, there are 5,000 there. So many that now there's a hunting season for bears. Jerry Blount says the black bear restoration effort in Arkansas is one of the best carnivore restoration success stories anywhere in the world.
And from that population increase in Arkansas, we're seeing spillover effects into Missouri.
Which is why scientists in Missouri have been going out into the woods. 6 years ago, there were thought to be 280 bears in Missouri, some considered to be part of the spillover from Arkansas, and a few hypothesized to be part of a remnant population. Today, there's an estimated 350. If numbers start to get into the quadruple digits, we could see the return of a bear hunting season someday. But that's a ways off. Right now, scientists say it's about taking advantage of this rare opportunity to study the recolonization of the state's largest carnivore, which brings us back into the woods. We're running out of daylight, but Jeff Beringer thinks we might still have time to try one more den site. We start on another hike. Less than 10 minutes in, we're already picking up a signal. We have to be really quiet. We come upon a slash pile, which basically just looks like a huge pile of sticks. And Jeff motions for me to crawl in.
See if you can see
him.
Okay. I'll pull you out if you
I crawl in the den and see a black fur pile slowly moving up and down.
I'm gonna get a little closer, see how many yearlings she has. Can you see her?
Yeah.
She has 3 yearlings. They start to blink their eyes open, panting groggily. But the mom is passed out.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's funny. When I first saw the hair, I just thought, looks like my dog. And then I was like, wait, it's not my dog. It's a bear. I'm in a bear den.
It's a wild bear.
Wild bear.
Jeff tranquilizes the mother, and when the drugs wear off in a few hours, she'll have a new tracking collar. Jeff says they've put 85 collars on bears so far. Some of the data is showing that Missouri has great bear habitat, especially in the old-growth forests in the Ozark Highlands. And they're spreading north. A male bear was even tracked to Iowa, which is why Jeff says it's important for Missourians to start thinking about bears.
You know, it's important to plan. What am I going to do if I go camping? What am I going to do with my food? What if a bear walks into my campsite, you know, and we want to tell people you don't need to fear bears. You just need to be bear aware.
Meaning, don't feed them, lock up your food, and in general, leave them alone. After setting up thermometers and cameras on the den site, we hike back to the car. But the woods feel a little different now.
To me, that makes this part of Missouri really cool to know that there's a wild bear out there. And if there weren't any wild bears out there, it would just be a little less exciting.
He's right. It's cool to think you could be standing right next to a tree or stick pile with a bear in it, and you might never know it was there. In the next month or so, the bears we saw today will come out of hibernation. The yearlings will leave the den, and the mom will breed again. And if she keeps her collar on, perhaps next winter, scientists will be able to see what role she's playing in propagating the species in Missouri.
Thanks to KCUR's Suzanne Hogan for braving the bear den to bring us that story. You can find videos and pictures of the bears she saw on our website, kcur.org.